Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
Santino Gustavo.
Okay, who's going to do this one? Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal will read your hearing, sir. So just hang on, sir. Okay, can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, would you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Santino Levi Gustavo, 122248.
Thank you, sir. We're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your committee supervision verification. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing to my far right, the Honorable Michael Johnson in the center, is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. My name is David Neal. I'll be your hearing lead. And also in the room today, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the board office.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Prior to hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, I do.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself. I didn't hire an attorney.
Okay. At this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in, so do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. Phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And if they've been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So what I'm going to do, this is phase one. I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. And after I read it, sir, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about May 22nd, 2018, as verbally or written directed on April 25th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
It's true, but like I was working.
Okay, well, phase two, you'll have an opportunity to...
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So it's based on Mr. Gottkolen. Is that pronounced right, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. So based on your statements, I'm going to move to find that you were delinquent as you violated your terms of conditions of supervision, and that you may have lapsed or without lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Johnson. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two in a minute, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone and I'll get back with you shortly, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Mr. Gastelum was released from ADC custody on 4-6-2018. And arrested on 7-14-2018 by Lake Havasu PD in Arizona on new felony charges of criminal damage and following misdemeanor charges of assault, resisting arrest times two, disorderly conduct, and criminal trespassing. I missed in just a second. I apologize. He is returned to custody on 7-21-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 11-28-2018 with 53 abscondes. Current conviction, 2014, armed robbery, 3 years and 6 months. Prior convictions, 1996, commitment A, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. 1998, endangerment, 1 year. 2009, theft means of transportation, 2 years and 6 months. This is his fourth term in ADC with a CBIR score of 4.3. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. STD information, he is a suspected member of the criminal street gang Bio Vista Tucson. Prior term to supervision, 2000, TIS release, absconded for 58 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2011, TIS release, absconded for 63 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is significant with disorderly conduct, possession of communication device, and drugs noted. Other arrest, 1993, theft of a vehicle, Arizona juvenile probation. 1994, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 1994, conspiracy, Arizona juvenile probation. 1994, facilitation, Arizona juvenile detention. 1994, facilitation, Arizona juvenile detention. 1994, miscellaneous felony or misdemeanor, Arizona juvenile detention. 1998, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. Has a GB score of G5V6. Status of charges, all charges were dismissed as of 7/16/18.
Thanks, sir. Okay, so Mr. Gastelum, we're going to go over a summary of case supervision now. So, for your residents on April 6th, 2018, when we were released, you reported to approved residence, which was 207 East 34th Street in Tucson.
Correct? Yes, sir.
And that's, did you leave there the entire time you were out?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
I was working with my dad at a roofing company.
Okay. And so that's good that you had a job. And on programming, you got, it looks like you were assigned a task for the color of the day program, and you had plum.
Yeah, I missed it because I was working late on the roof, and I missed it.
April 30th and then May 22nd of 2018, you failed to get out UAs. And you say you're working, why didn't you go like the next day to do it? That's usually acceptable to you.
I know, but my parole officer told me to, I wasn't busy or nothing, I just.
So you weren't using it?
No, I wasn't.
No marijuana, no drug, or the alcohol?
No.
It's hot on those roofs. No doubt about that. Okay, so then why didn't you report for your face-to-face contact with your PO on the 22nd of May? Why didn't you do that?
Because I I was scared enough to get violated. I don't want to get violated. My dad tried to make me go, and I was like, I don't know.
You didn't think that if you reported in like you were told to, you might be able to work it out and not get back?
I thought I could, but I just didn't want to get violated. I had a lot of family problems and family issues out there.
Yeah, well, it looks like you've had problems with your TIS releases in the past also. That's why I kind of wonder, you know, the POs really do drive away trying to work with offenders so that they don't have to violate you.
Yes, sir.
And it doesn't look like he, in the warrant, doesn't look like there's anything other than maybe he wanted you to come in face to face and probably to talk to you about the missed UAs.
Yes, sir.
You didn't want to be violated, so you guaranteed you'd get violated by not going in. Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. No questions? Okay, so when we're at the end of your hearing, the board will be going into discussion to make a determination in a couple of minutes. But before we do, we'd like you to have an opportunity to give us a final statement. Tell us any additional, tell us any additional information that you think might be pertinent to our decision. We just ask that you don't go over the information we've already discussed. But now's your opportunity, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, I got a job out there. I got kids that I take care of I wasn't dirty. I was just, scared that I was going to violate it, and I didn't want to come back. That's all I have to say, I hope you guys give me another chance.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. The board will be going into discussion in a moment. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're guessing you, but we won't be. We ask that you remain silent, but stay on the phone, and you can hear the entire discussion, and then I'll get back to you when we've made a decision, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, what is now in discussion? Mr. Gastelum is very interesting, he's very commendable, he was out there working, and he says he wasn't using any drugs or alcohol, we don't know, because he didn't do his drops. I tend to want to believe him on those issues, but I know work's important, but it's also important to follow the directives, and, you know, a lot of times, when an offender don't drop their EAs, they're dirty, and that's why they don't do it. I'm sure that's why the PO called again, but in the year 53 days, he wasn't making contact with his PO, or doing his drops, or anything else. So at this time, I don't really see Mr. Gasselman as a good candidate for return to community supervision, but I'm going to talk to my fellow board members. Okay. All right, based on all information, we're from 2018W1777. And Mr. Gasselman's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections. I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Gasselman as he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses or not lapses in the current ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, moved by Dr. Wright. Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. How are you scheduled to be released on or about November 28th, 2018? Since that is your, you know, father's business, I'm hoping that you'll be able to go back to work with him. You won't have to worry about a PO or dropping EAs at that time. So hopefully you can get back out, go back to work, stay off the drugs, stay out of trouble, and unless you have to learn to work for him, no more orange shirts. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you, sir. This will end your hearing, and would you just lay the phone down for the next inmate?
Would you put the 703 back on the phone, sir?
Okay.